The Gospel according to Luke.
One Sabbath day, Jesus was walking through some grain fields. His followers picked the heads of grain, rubbed them in their hands, and ate them. Some Pharisees said,
"Why are you doing that? It is against the law of Moses to do that on the Sabbath day."
"Haven't you read about what David did when he and those with him were hungry? David went into God's house. He took the bread that was made holy for God and ate it. And he gave some of the bread to the people with him. This was against the law of Moses. It says that only priests can eat that bread. The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath day."
On another Sabbath day, Jesus went into the synagogue and was teaching. A man with a crippled right hand was there. The teachers of the law and the Pharisees were watching to see if Jesus would heal on the Sabbath day. They wanted to see Jesus do something wrong so that they could accuse him. But he knew what they were thinking. He said to the man with a crippled hand,
"Get up and stand before these people."
The man got up and stood there. Then Jesus said to them,
"I ask you, which is it right to do on the Sabbath day? To do good or to do evil? Is it right to save a life or to destroy one?"
Jesus looked around at all of them. He said to the man,
"Let me see your hand."
The man stretched out his hand and it was completely healed. The Pharisees and the teachers of the law became very angry.
"What can we do to Jesus?"
At that time, Jesus went off to a mountain to pray. He stayed there all night praying to God. The next morning, Jesus called his followers to him. He chose 12 of them, whom he named apostles. They were Simon, Jesus named him Peter, and Andrew, Peter's brother, James and John, Philip and Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, son of Alphaeus, and Simon called the Zealot, Judas, son of James, and Judas Iscariot. This Judas was the one who gave Jesus to his enemies. Jesus and the apostles came down from the mountain. Jesus stood on level ground where there was a large group of his followers. Also, there were many people from all around Judea, Jerusalem, and the seacoast cities of Tyre and Sidon. They all came to hear Jesus teach and to be healed of their sicknesses. He healed those who were troubled by evil spirits. All the people were trying to touch Jesus because power was coming from him and healing them all. Jesus looked at his followers and said,
"Poor people, you are happy because God's kingdom belongs to you. You people who are now hungry are happy because you will be satisfied. You people who are now crying are happy because you will laugh with joy. You are happy when people hate you and are cruel to you. You are happy when they say that you are evil because you belong to the Son of Man. At that time, be full of joy, because you have a great reward in heaven. Their fathers were cruel to the prophets, in the same way these people are cruel to you. But how terrible it will be for you who are rich, because you have had your easy life. How terrible it will be for you who are full now, because you will be hungry. How terrible it will be for you who are laughing now, because you will be sad and cry. How terrible when all people say only good things about you. Their fathers always said good things about the false prophets. I say to you who are listening to me, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Ask God to bless those who say bad things to you. Pray for those who are cruel to you. If anyone slaps you on the cheek, let him slap the other cheek too. If someone takes your coat, do not stop him from taking your shirt. Give to everyone who asks you. When a person takes something that is yours, Don't ask for it back. Do for other people what you want them to do for you. If you love only those who love you, should you get some special praise for doing that? No. Even sinners love the people who love them. If you do good only to those who do good to you, should you get some special praise for doing that? No. Even sinners do that. If you lend things to people, always hoping to get something back, should you get some special praise for that? No. Even sinners lend to other sinners so that they can get back the same amount. So love your enemies. Do good to them. And lend to them without hoping to get anything back. If you do these things, you will have a great reward. You will be sons of the Most High God. Yes, because God is kind, even to people who are ungrateful and full of sin. Show mercy, just as your Father shows mercy. Don't judge other people, and you will not be judged. Don't accuse others of being guilty, and you will not be accused of being guilty. Forgive other people, and you will be forgiven. Give, and you will receive. You will be given much. It will be poured into your hands, more than you can hold. You will be given so much that it will spill into your lap. The way you give to others is the way God will give to you.
Jesus told them this story.
Can a blind man lead another blind man? No. Both of them will fall into a ditch. A student is not better than his teacher. But when the student has fully learned all that he has been taught, then he will be like his teacher. Why do you notice the little piece of dust that is in your brother's eye, but you don't see the big piece of wood that is in your own eye? You say to your brother, "Brother, let me take that little piece of dust out of your eye." Why do you say this? You cannot see that big piece of wood in your own eye. You are a hypocrite. First, take the piece of wood out of your own eye. Then you will see clearly to take the dust out of your brother's eye. A good tree does not produce bad fruit. Also, a bad tree does not produce good fruit. Each tree is known by its fruit. People don't gather figs from thorn bushes, and they don't get grapes from bushes. A good person has good things saved up in his heart, and so he brings good things out of his heart. But an evil person has evil things saved up in his heart, so he brings out bad things. A person speaks the things that are in his heart. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, but do not do what I say? Everyone who comes to me and listens to my words and obeys is like a man building a house. He digs deep and lays his foundation on rock. The floods come and the water tries to wash the house away, but the flood cannot move the house because the house was built well. But the one who hears my words and does not obey is like a man who builds his house on the ground without a foundation. When the floods come, the house quickly falls down, and that house is completely destroyed.
When Jesus finished saying all these things to the people, he went to Capernaum. In Capernaum, there was an army officer. He had a servant who was so sick he was nearly dead. The officer loved the servant very much. When the officer heard about Jesus, he sent some Jewish elders to him. The officer wanted the leaders to ask Jesus to come and heal his servant. The men went to Jesus and begged him.
"This officer is worthy of your help. He loves our people, and he built us a synagogue."
So Jesus went with the men. He was getting near the officer's house when the officer sent friends to say,
"Lord, you don't need to come into my house. I am not good enough for you to be under my roof. That is why I did not come to you myself. You only need to say the word, and my servant will be healed. I too am a man under the authority of other men, and I have soldiers under my command. I tell one soldier, go, and he goes. And I tell another soldier, come, and he comes. And I say to my servant, do this, and my servant obeys me.
When Jesus heard this, he was amazed. He turned to the crowd following him.
I tell you, this is the greatest faith I have seen anywhere, even in Israel.
The men who had been sent to Jesus went back to the house. There they found that the servant was healed. The next day, Jesus went to a town called Nain. His followers and a large crowd were traveling with him.
When he came near the town gate, he saw a funeral. A mother, who was a widow, had lost her only son. A large crowd from the town was with the mother while her son was being carried out. When the Lord saw her, he felt very sorry for her.
Don't cry.
He went up to the coffin and touched it. The men who were carrying it stopped.
Young man, I tell you, get up.
And the son sat up and began to talk. Then Jesus gave him back to his mother. All the people were amazed. They began praising God.
A great prophet has come to us.
God is taking care of his people.
This news about Jesus spread through all Judea and into all the places around him. John's followers told him about all these things. He called for two of his followers. He sent them to the Lord.
Are you the one who is coming, or should we wait for another?
So the men came to Jesus.
John the Baptist sent us to you with this question. Are you the one who is coming, or should we wait for another?
At that time, Jesus healed many people of their sicknesses, diseases, and evil spirits. He healed many blind people, so that they could see again.
Go tell John the things that you saw and heard here. The blind can see. The crippled can walk. People with a harmful skin disease are healed. The deaf can hear, and the dead are given life. And the good news is told to the poor. The person who does not lose faith is blessed.
When John's followers left, Jesus began to tell the people about John.
What did you go out into the desert to see? A reed blown by the wind? What did you go out to see? A man dressed in fine clothes? No. People who have fine clothes live in kings' palaces. But what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes. And I tell you, John is more than a prophet. This was written about John. I will send my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare the way for you. I tell you, John is greater than any other man ever born. But even the least important person in the kingdom of God is greater than John.
When the people heard this, they all agreed that God's teaching was good. Even the tax collectors agreed. These were people who were already baptized by John. But the Pharisees and teachers of the law refused to accept God's plan for themselves. They did not let John baptize them.
What shall I say about the people of this time? What are they like? They are like children sitting in the marketplace. One group of children calls to the other group and says, "We played music for you, but you did not dance. We sang a sad song, but you did not cry." John the Baptist came and did not eat like other people or drink wine. And you say, "He has a demon in him." The Son of Man came eating like other people and drinking wine. And you say, "Look at him. He eats too much and drinks too much wine. He is a friend of the tax collectors and sinners." But wisdom is shown to be right by the things it does.
One of the Pharisees asked Jesus to eat with them. Jesus went into the Pharisee's house and sat at the table. A sinful woman in the town learned that Jesus was eating at the Pharisee's house. So she brought an alabaster jar of perfume. She stood at Jesus' feet, crying, and began to wash his feet with her tears. She dried his feet with her hair, kissed them many times, and rubbed them with the perfume. The Pharisee who asked Jesus to come to his house saw this. He thought to himself,
"If Jesus were a prophet, he would know that the woman who is touching him is a sinner."
"Simon, I have something to say to you."
"Teacher, tell me."
"There were two men. Both men owed money to the same banker. One man owed the banker 500 silver coins. The other man owed the banker 50 silver coins. The men had no money, so they could not pay what they owed. But the banker told the men that they did not have to pay him. Which one of the two men will love the banker more?"
"I think it would be the one who owed him the most money."
"You are right."
Then Jesus turned toward the woman and said to Simon,
"Do you see this woman? When I came into your house, you gave me no water for my feet. But she washed my feet with her tears and dried my feet with her hair. You did not kiss me, but she has been kissing my feet since I came in. You did not rub my head with oil, but she rubbed my feet with perfume. I tell you that her many sins are forgiven. This is clear because she showed great love. But the person who has only a little to be forgiven will feel only a little love."
Then Jesus said to her,
"Your sins are forgiven."
The people sitting at the table began to think to themselves,
"Who is this man? How can he forgive sins?"
Jesus said to the woman,
"Because you believed, you are saved from your sins. Go in peace."